Wow. You'd think after walking around the fucking block for 130 something plus fucking days, damn near fucking faithfully around the same fucking hour time frame, that motherfuckers would be used to see you walking. But damn, I'm walking down the sidewalk and I hear fucking doors locked on me. Like, am I trying to get in your motherfucking car? The fucked up part is, I'll do that shit too. But there ain't no excuse. I do the shit too. But this is for regular plain old safety. I've walked around this block, like I said, 130 plus motherfucking days. Motherfuckers have seen me. I done waved to the neighbors. Hey, hi, how you doing? They see me. They see me walking. Same fucking walk. Same direction. Same shit. Same phone in my head. Same in my hand. Same my prayers. Fucking water bottle in my fucking hand. So, yeah. I wonder what's going to happen if the car's still there when I complete my circle on the block. Maybe they're going to wait till I'm far enough away, and then when I circle back around, like, oh shit, he's back. Lock the doors again. Click, click. Yeah, some fucking stupid shit like that. But I'm back. I'm back out here. I'm walking outside. The weather ain't been the greatest. So, you know, all that rain and other thing like that. Nobody trying to get sick. We ain't trying to be foolish out here. But I'm back. I'm back. I know you guys missed this cool, calm, collective atmosphere, environment, as we gonna do the damn thing like we always do every motherfucking day, you know? You know, we make time. We can make time for it. I'm making time for it. You can make time to motherfucking listen. That's what it's about. You guys have went through your time. Now it's my time. I'm listening to you, and you listen to me. It's a partnership, damn it. It is a partnership. Now, what I'm not 100% sure is a partnership is what's going on with Miss Imanja. Why can I not watch my anime like a regular person anymore? Why am I contacting my spiritual mother at 4 or 5 in the morning because I'm watching a clip and tears are starting to come down my eyes again, and I'm like, what the fuck? This is not that type of scenario again. There has been a huge gap. There has been a pretty big gap and any of the watching, but I am watching this episode and I'm getting emotional. I'm getting upset because I'm getting emotional. It's supposed to be like, hey, the season is ending. Oh, let me catch up on a couple of past episodes. Not. All right, my eyes are starting to fucking sweat. And it's not because I'm thinking of something that has nothing to do with what I am watching. It is the entire essence of what I am watching. A young, innocent girl that was a demon who was hidden from the regular world, who thought that they were all evil and bad, by a nun and a boy and a girl at an orphanage, a church, and another woman. And I'm watching how the family is torn apart and how she's thrown in the chaos and all of this stuff because that family isn't there. It was taken away. It was robbed. So, well, you know, in the anime, there was a lot of violence, you know, blood, guts, all types of shit like that. But the only thing that keeps going into my mind is how this is very relevant to what the hell is going on. And even more makes me feel like an asshole because I was so focused on someone not understanding what I'm doing when I was not understanding what I actually was doing. So as I'm watching this family type of environment, and an innocent girl, and all of this shit is like, why the fuck do I feel extra sad? Why do I really fucking feel a pain in my chest? Why do I want to skip past this? Because I'm like, this is not that time right now. This is not what we're supposed to be about. Yeah, you know. Is this it, Imanja? Is this the path that I will be forever walking? This damn near spilling out fucking emotions and shit? To constantly have to be like, fuck. What can I watch? Will I be able to watch this? Can I talk about this? Because now I am instantly combining. I am damn near seeing real life. Before, it was an imagination. Before, you know, then as we get older, our mind can, we can comprehend things a lot more, even if it is in the, you know, the toon world, cartoonish anime or whatever. But these feelings that I was having watching this were for the real life person. And it was only about the family being apart. Her family was killed, but we can still be alive and dead to our family members. And this emotion that I am feeling. Aw, they already left, so I won't see if they're gonna lock the doors again. But these feelings, these emotions that are just forever flowing. And now that I realized yesterday on October 5th that my stupid ass was the one. It was I who did not fully understand what I actually was doing. And what I was doing was something way more bigger on a grander fucking scale. And I am happy that I'm able to realize that. And the fucked up part is I even said it. I even said the words that I did not realize that exactly what the fuck I was doing. So that made me feel even more stupid. So when that scene and the whole, the tearing apart and everything like that, and I'm like, fuck, now I feel even more selfish. I feel like the scum of the fucking earth because I wanted a piece. Now even a second seems wrong, a second of time. I am forced to think more before I speak and think about my actions. Because when you are tapping in on your spiritualness, when you all in that spirituality, there are multiple outcomes. There are multiple things that need to be considered because there are multiple people. There are many people that have come before us, and in these similar situations, they have taken different directions. They made different choices, decisions, no matter how far along the line. And when you think back as to, damn, well, we know a bunch of the things that tried and did not work. Because we went there. We went there within ourselves. We listened and we went back and we re-listened to what was said and what was told to us, because there lies so much knowledge, so much information to deal with the current situation, so that you can go back and deal with the past. Do not make those same choices, those same decisions. You hear it, it's right there. And I would not have been able to discover that yesterday. Oh, by no fucks I would have been able to come to that conclusion and realize that, yeah. Still that little fish in that little pool, not knowing how big this lake is that I'm actually swimming in. And I know it can sound harsh, but hey, you know, I'm talking about myself, and it's how I feel. It's how I absolutely feel, because I really feel like I was being pig-headed, thick-skinned, even though it could have been an argument. If I had noticed before, if I had noticed during my prayers when my focus and my attention was on other things that was happening right then in that moment, then maybe it could have been something different. Maybe words wouldn't have been said, things wouldn't have been exchanged, but there's nothing to do about that. Those words were exchanged. Apologies. And I mean honest, sincere apologies were made because a miscommunication in the wording. How when one think of one word, they can feel some type of way. Especially when one perceives the words as those of you're trying to lead when you want someone to be beside. So, it was. It was a honest, sincere, because I did not understand why I felt bad after, which is like, I'm the one that fucking's in pain, I'm the one that's fucking suffering, what the fuck are you talking about? Not realizing that what is going on there is a beautiful thing. It is a damn near fucking miracle. It was not there before. The option wasn't there. The emotions, the feelings, all of those was not there in that place. And now I am trying to take someone from a place. That is a hard pill to fucking swallow when you realize that. You know, I'm a loner. I'm perfectly fine not being all up. You know, it's a difference whether it's a mate, but you know, friends, family, people from work or some shit like that. It's like, hey, you know. So it's not a necessity. I don't need it to live, to survive. You know, I don't need all of that. So me or my selfishness, because I thought I was so in the right and nothing anyone come hell or high water can say to change my motherfucking thought. That's how far I fucking took it. And I know y'all probably was like, this stupid ass nigga. I know ancestors, y'all was just like, oh, let's see how this gonna turn out. Let's see if he gonna change. Cause I know one of y'all, who knows how many of y'all already done been in that situation. But you didn't realize that. You didn't realize that you did not understand the beauty and what you was sitting there unknowingly trying to break apart. Well, it would have been perceived in that matter. Well, no, fuck that. It was received in that matter. So, that is where it ended for you. That is where it stopped. That is where, when you were put in that type of a situation, woman to woman, man to man, man to woman, woman to man, you did not come to that conclusion. That simple, simple exchange of words did not stick in your mind. You did not repeat it over and over and over. And it's fucked up because it does and it did. And I'm like, oh my God, why am I feeling bad? Why? Why am I the fucking victim? No, sorry. Why am I not the fucking victim here? Why? And as I'm sitting there explaining why, and I'm pretty sure you explained it why. And even though you got a reaction that would seem as if you were, you know, selfish. Yeah, fuck that. Yeah. As if you were selfish. As if you was a selfish son of a bitch. It had a lot of right into it because you didn't understand your words. You did not come to that conclusion. So that was the end of it. That's where it stopped. That is where your relationship with that person, friendship, camaraderie, that is as far as it took you. So this path that I am going on right now, it is going to be a sight to behold because you have not made it this far. You are just as anxious to see what is going to come as you slap yourself in the head and be like, why the fuck didn't I think of that? Why didn't I understand and hear those words in that same manner and same tone? And it's simple. Because at that time, you had not dealt with as much trauma that I have. My spiritual journey and all of that dead weight was gone. So that anger that was still inside of you because someone before you put you in a similar situation and all you could see was red, all you could see was this single event happening all over again where you give and give and when you ask, you don't get. You are seen as the greedy one. So now you want to know what's going to happen. Which direction is this going to go? It's too late for the woulda, coulda, shouldas, but now you about to experience what happens when you understand what you're actually doing. I really feel like kicking myself in the fucking ass. Wait, let me see if I can try. Hold up. Okay, I can't reach. You probably heard my knee pop, but I attempted. I tried. It was with the intent, ancestors. You guys saw that. So we good. We good money. I know. Yeah, see? We good money on that. So, that is where we at right now. This newer journey, this new understanding of your not understanding. And I've said, and I've made myself look like a fool sometimes with some of my thoughts and my prayers. And I realized that at that time, that situation. That was the outcome. That was the direction that those ancestors went when they was confronted in that. But we know we have many, 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 many ancestors from all walks and shapes of this planet. So, as with all, now we're with the ancestors that was in this situation. So, we've cleared up the air on those other ends over there. Now, we have to go over here. And I call myself a fool because, yes, that's how I feel. This entire time, all of these prayers have been just straight up how the fuck it is, and that's what it is. You know, I sound like a damn fool. I sound like a fool to myself because I was just focused right there. And then to sit there and think back as to, wow, I really said that. I really was talking all of that. And then boom, a little seed starts to blossom once again. As each new day into the spiritual world, into that realm of understanding that it is not just you who are going through shit. So that is where I am at today. And now, because of that, because of me actually understanding it is a deeper burden that I am carrying. It is a deeper burden because it is even more clear the importance of keeping things how they are. Maintaining that peace, that order, that motivation, that love, that care, that I can't even think of a damn word right now, but that environment, I guess, I don't fucking know. It is ever, ever so important for that to continue on. For all of that to continue on, and that's what the fuck I spoke about yesterday. I think yesterday was about the evolving. So, all of that shit, all of that evolving, and what I want to see, and the wings, and all of this stuff right there. Not realizing that I am helping her be back in the nest. Like a fucking dumbass. Not realizing that. That I am putting her back in the nest so that she can heal those wings, heal those broken and scarred wings, so when that day comes, oh God, and I said this shit fucking yesterday, oh, about watching her beautiful wings and not realizing that I'm causing trouble, a disruption in the nest with my mindset, my simplicity. Thank you, ancestors, for not letting it slip away, not letting it slip out my mind, for making me understand that, hey, there is more going on here. There is something you really just have not gotten to yet. So you need to keep on digging. Because we spiritualists, when something gets on to us, a little nagging or something, we gotta find out. We have to figure out, why am I feeling this way? Why am I thinking this, good or bad? Because it'll drive you crazy if it doesn't. It'll drive you mad. And I'm not the one to ignore these feelings and these emotions anymore, since I know what the fuck is going on. So if I have to keep thinking and thinking and thinking, I'm going to thank till I figure this motherfucker out. And it did. It was fucking figured out. And the good note is the conversation continued on even after the words were exchanged and things and people calmed down. And, you know, we went back to where it was because there is that understanding that it takes more than a simple little argument and elevation of the vocal cords for us to not be. And that is something that I am more than happy to be able to understand. Until then, ancestors, keep it coming. Thank you. Animandra, thank you. But no thank you.